Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, that was a blast.
Nice little change of pace.
You know, sometimes you got to bring an owl to the show.
Last time we had a live raptor on the show.
We've never had a live raptor on the show.
We have been doing a couple of different things today, and we will continue to tell you updated stories of what's going on. Of course, Nancy Pelosi says it looks like Monday is when she's going to deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. Snapchat has a new filter that allows you to take a photo with Bernie Sanders, grumpy Bernie, cold Bernie, wherever you are. New York Times canceled a reporter, an editor's contract after she tweeted that she had chills watching Joe Biden land at Joint Base Edwards. And we're still trying to find out if you have any idea who this mystery voice might be.
Come on.
Been on our show a couple of times. Politician.
Is he a local politician?
No.
No. Okay.
And I will say, yes, it was Cleveland.
Oh.
That we spoke to the person the first time.
Come on.
But that was not the last time we spoke to that person.
Well, once upon a time in a land far, far away, like Atlanta, Lou Williams, Los Angeles Clippers, Lou Williams, had gotten a permission to leave the NBA bubble to go to a funeral of a family member in Atlanta. And he stopped at Magic City for some wings. Well, that was his story. I thought he had stopped at Magic City for some tail, right? Check out the ladies, because Magic City is known as probably the premier strip club in this country. One of at least top five.
Come on.
It is where you go when you want to see a show. But Lou said, no, that wasn't it. Because remember, you could go to a restaurant for takeout, but going to a strip club would have been off limits, as we learned from Dwayne Haskins, right?
You don't go there for the
T-ball. We call it the Dwayne Haskins rule now. You can't break COVID quarantine to go to a strip club. So Lou Williams said, no, I wasn't there for the girls. I was there for the wings. It's my favorite restaurant in the entire country.
And everybody didn't believe him.
I didn't get it. I didn't get that you would go to a strip club just for the food, but it's a thing. It's a whole to-do. So I wanted to educate myself. We got Magic City Kitchen on the horn, and we talked to them about the great menu that they have, the widely celebrated menu that they have, and all about the wings, and they have several different kinds of wings, and it's just something to behold. The relationship began there. It has continued since. I'm in contact with Magic City Kitchen pretty much on the regular because I enjoy their pictures on Instagram.
They offering you a job or anything?
So they sent us a bunch of wings to try for our on-air taste test. We've brought in Steve Gregory. We've got Jacob in an apron. Can we post that picture of Jacob? So Jacob, which wing should we try first and what flavor is it?
Let's see what we have over here. The more yellow-looking ones are the lemon pepper.
The lightest ones?
Yeah, the lightest ones is lemon pepper.
Okay.
The yellow one.
Now, this is just the lemon pepper.
Curry flavor.
This is not the Lou Will lemon pepper, right?
No. So there's a lemon pepper, and then there's a Lou Will pepper, too, but that's barbecue as well on it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. So who's eating right next to the mic? Steve, back up a tiny bit.
Oh, sorry. AMSR.
Jeez.
That's good.
Are you swallowing? Good Lord.
Now I'm not so hungry after hearing that.
A little bit of baby chicken. I don't know if I can eat this right after I just saw Nicodemus.
I love the baby chicken wings. I don't like the huge ones. I like the small ones.
So they just did a post on their Instagram, Magic City Kitchen, saying, hey, our wings are small and you're going to like it that way because we're not changing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I ate the wrong one.
It's kind of like you, Maren.
I like the flavor, but I don't taste any lemon pepper.
Kind of like me. Yeah, I agree, Steve.
I ate the wrong
one. Well, remember, these came from Atlanta.
And they were vacuum sealed. I mean, they were really there's a really high-end packing process here.
Well, and let me finish swallowing here.
Okay.
They do recommend you use an air fryer, but we couldn't do that.
No, you brought in the little thing.
I didn't know they recommended that. I would have brought in an air fryer.
I just think that sounds like
of course you would.
I mean, you can use a conventional oven or an air fryer, but they do recommend the air fryer.
All right, so that was the lemon pepper one.
That wasn't bad.
What was the other one I mistakenly ate first?
You probably ate the Uncle Jeff Jerk.
Honey jerk. That's exactly what that
was.
That's the next. I like that one better than the
Which one is that
one? Honey jerk. The next one up in terms of color?
Yes. Okay. Not the darkest. We're looking at the medium
Wait.
Color.
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot.
We're supposed to do these in order?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God. I just ate all of them, though.
You just That's finished really all good. Six that
honey,
wings?
What, which one is this called?
The Uncle Jeff Honey Jerk.
Mm-hmm. I like Uncle Jeff. I know he is, but.
You don't need ranch dressing with these.
Uh-uh.
Do you feel like we need music while we're doing this?
There we go.
Nice.
Coming up on stage three.
How come they don't have names
Where's
like...
Where's the cocktail girl?
Eugenia, center stage. Eugenia to the center stage.
Dolores to the pole.
Dolores.
If the person with the Chevy in the parking lot could move, you're going to get towed.
Esther to the shower stage. Esther to the shower stage.
Oh, this is so good.
Esther.
That was my grandmother's name.
I was just going to say, I think you have strip club issues.
Anna May.
Anna May?
Anna May and Virginia are my two grandmother's names.
Okay. Well, I can do that.
I could see Anna May as a stripper name down in the bayou.
She could cut a rug.
Down in the bayou.
Virginia to the champagne room. Virginia, you're wanted in the champagne room.
How come you know all these room names?
I'll tell you this. Virginia would love these wings.
Okay, so I just jumped onto the third one.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
So that one would be the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue.
No, really?
What? Yes.
I'm confused.
There's a lemon pepper, and then there's a Lou Will Lemon Pepper.
Oh, hell yeah.
Specifically Lou Will.
This is the jam.
Yeah.
Lou Will is 100% accurate.
I think I'm backwards here.
This has like a tang the lemon pepper and the barbecue. Like, it's got everything.
This one's good. Let's see why he snuck out.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got a bubble,
this is
though.
Good.
So good.
It's almost, it's like a lemon pepper, but it's got a garlicky almost twist to that. Lou Williams is a garlicky fella.
Jake, I think you gave me something different.
This is really good.
I think you kind of got the leftover batch all together.
Oh. Got the ones that fell at the bottom of the box?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
We need you guys,
cold beer.
To top this off. We have $1,000 we're going to give away.
Oh, right on.
And it's going to be all in singles.
Do we have any more wings?
That's fantastic.
Yep, there's some more in the oven right now.
Awesome.
I love that we say that. There's some more in the oven right now.
We're breaking so many company rules. It's ridiculous.
Like they're here to see us.
This is the beauty of it.
Anime to stage one.
There's a freaking basketball hoop in the sales area.
Anime to stage one.
Why did they leave us to run the asylum?
Well, we see...
We've got Magic City wings and basketball.
Not to mention the owl. Don't forget the owl.
The only thing we're missing is a pole.
Don't.
It's on its
even
way.
Give
Shannon
her
already
an
ordered
idea.
Oh, Shannon, Shannon's going to Amazon. Her. Look, Shannon's already on Amazon.
That better not have assembly do it.
Can we get something?
I don't think we have enough tools for that.
Jacob spent 2 weeks putting together that hoop.
Can we get a ballet bar that doubles as a stripper pole?
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, it's not a bad idea. Can you probably and you just modular. Go down, locks into place, and then locks up, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a weight limit.
I'm on it.
Wow, that was hurtful.
Well, that ruins
anime. I didn't look at anybody when I said that. I just said it, and I looked up at the ceiling.
You looked down at my plate of bones and then looked back up.
No, I think anime's out.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A couple things to remind you of. The sad news that we got overnight that the original home run king, Hank Aaron, has died. Braves said he died peacefully in his sleep on Friday. No cause was given, but he's 86 years old. We talked earlier today. And thankfully, the voice that kind of got us through the latter half of the 1900s was Vin Scully. And he was there, of course, to call the home run when Hank Aaron surpassed Babe Ruth as the home run king. But he was 86 years old. Sad news.
Aloma from Magic City Kitchen joins us now. One of my new best friends. how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Seth?
Oh, my gosh. So good. Thank you so much for sending us the wings. We were blown away. We just tried three different types. And I got to say, Lou Will, I 110% believe his story now that he went to Magic City for those lemon pepper wings. Those were incredible.
Well, I love to hear that. And I think that's why, like, anyone that knows, they knew his story was 100% true because they have eaten there before.
How are you guys doing through all of this?
You know, we're holding up. We're lucky enough that our kitchen was able to be open through the whole quarantine. And then through, you know, Postmates and all those other apps and stuff, we were able to make sure our food got out to people. And then Gold Belly is now we've partnered with Gold Belly, and that's how we were able to get those wings to you this week.
They held up really well. I mean, I haven't had any, obviously, at Magic City fresh out of the oven, but it seems like that delivery service that you have and the way that you package them holds up really well. And we didn't even use an air fryer. We used a conventional oven. I know you guys recommend the air fryer, but they tasted great out of the oven, too.
That's awesome. We did a lot of research on that. We were, like, putting them in different types of packaging with different numbers of ice packs and all that good stuff, using the vacuum sealers and not vacuum sealers. So that's really good to hear. How did you guys feel about the instructions? Were they difficult to make?
No, super easy. Jacob handled that.
Yeah, they were very easy.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah, I liked that you put that card in there because I would not have known what to do.
That's awesome. So the whole studio should be like kissing your feet, Shannon, because it's only because of you that you guys were able to get those.
And because of you, Loma. Well, thank you so much. Let's touch base when this is all over and we can come visit you for real.
Can I ask an inappropriate question?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm a friend of the show. I'm tasting some more of these. I just want to know if the women there are as hot as the wings.
Oh, they're hotter.
Oh my God.
They're hotter. Yes. I know it's hard to believe, but yeah, they're pretty hot.
Good. Aren't you following them, Steve, on Instagram?
Apologize. I am following them on Instagram, okay. And I took advantage of the Southwest Airlines flight.
Yeah. It's an easy flight to Atlanta. Jeez. Loma, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye. You're welcome. Thank you.
I love her.
God. Did you write that? Did you spend all, like, the whole break? You're like, how can I ask a question that makes me seem
what do I do
pervy,
for a living?
But not pervy?
What do I do for a living, Gary?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't.
My strip club etiquette is in check.
Jacob, thank you for the additional wings.
Oh, well, there's more?
There's more coming now, too.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
How many? Another batch in the oven.
Okay, so what are we looking at in front of us?
The one that you did not try is actually called the Justice Magic.
That's the darkest one, right?
No, it kind of looks like the lemon pepper.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Got it. Mm. Oh, it's nice and hot.
Is that the one I have one of?
No, that's just another lemon pepper.
Oh.
So okay. Don't eat that one.
Okay.
Right. It's this one, I think.
So I have two varieties in front of me.
Three varieties. There is an Uncle Jeff honey jerk in there, one lemon pepper. That's the little one that's rolling around there.
So
you have Justice Magic.
Now, what kind of flavors would you say is in the Justice Magic, Steve?
Hold on.
It's different. It's this one.
That's like a sweet mustard almost.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
No. It's the other one closest to you.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a sweet justice, I think.
What do you know?
What are the flavors? What are the notes?
I get leather.
What does that taste? It's like a
glitter. It's got a glitter, kind of a glitter and an oil.
I feel like it's like a molasses.
I was just going to say, it's like a barbecue. It's got a bit of a hickory.
Yeah, hickory.
Uh-huh.
Well, for anyone who was stuck in the car and the knob on their radio was broken and they could not change the radio station in the last 45 minutes, we do apologize on behalf of not only the Gary and Shannon Show, but the entire KFI family and the corporation that is iHeartMedia.
This is like an ASMR show.
Yeah. And if you guys thought watching Handel eat was disgusting, you've never been in a room with Steve Gregory.
Really, Gary?
That was hurtful.
I've heard Steve chew for the last 20 minutes.
I saw him.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Yeah, but I saw Gary eat a burrito over the garbage can a couple of days ago.
He's the only one I know that uses
a burrito.
You're the only one I know that uses a knife and fork to eat a burrito and a taco.
Not easy, Tiger. That was not a burrito.
What was it?
It was a taco.
Okay.
Wait, you ate a taco with a knife?
No, I ate a taco over the garbage can because I was afraid I was going to make a mess.
Well, that was really...
These are so good, you guys.
These are really good.
Well, listen, we're going to end the show with our nine news nuggets you need to know. The stories that kind of fell through the cracks, and we have some absolute doozies this week. So we'll do that when we return. Are you going to be okay over there?
So I used to think that Hooters really have the best wings.
Yeah. So
lies.
Oh, didn't. Were these like down there? Are they deep fried down there?
No, they're just as you eat them.
They're just the way. As you eat them.
No, no. Down like
if you're in Atlanta.
If we're in Atlanta, are they deep fried? I wondered, or were they or are they oven fried?
Well, we could have asked Loma that, but instead you asked after the hotness of the strippers.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I think that's what gets people in the door, isn't it?
What is? The wings or the strippers?
I don't know, Gary.
Hot damn.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I know.
Gary and Shannon will continue in a moment.
I would totally go with you guys just for the wings.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A couple of things to keep you abreast of before we get into our 9 news nuggets you need to know. Our Gas Fantasy 2-pack this weekend, because it's just the championship round today, Sunday, I should say. Buccaneers at the Packers and Bills at the Chiefs. We're asking you to pick the two games, the two winners of those games, and pick either game, we don't care which one, and tell us what the total points will be for that game. Just pick one of them, but just then tell us what you think the total points will be for that game. Second is, this is our mystery voice today. Let me turn that
up. We need another hint.
You want another hint? Mm-hmm. Okay. What hints do you have so far?
Come on.
That guy was on our show twice. The first was when we were in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention.
So Republican.
Republic. Well, I didn't say that. I just said
Well,
that
he was in Cleveland. Oh.
Not a Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
At least he did not run.
Was he a wacky guy?
That's all I'm going to say. Our 9 news nuggets you need to know when we, here's our honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Not supposed to mention.
It's been an honor serving with you all.
Didn't I mention it?
Come on.
Great and honorable Moses.
So today we're holding auditions to become the newest member of.
Do you know who it is now?
Come on.
No.
Oh, I thought you were asking because you knew exactly who that was.
No. I was just thinking about, I wanted to introduce the Nuggets in this way today because this is such a serious show.
Come on.
And we stick to the hard hitting. Owls and wings.
Nose to
news.
The grindstone.
These are stories that fall by the wayside, and so we want to collect all the wacky stuff and bring it to you at this time.
Yeah, Trey Brown is 19 years old.
And he is a genius.
He has been arrested because he created false returns at a Kroger store where he worked in...
Duluth, Georgia.
To the tune of $1 million. Somebody get this guy on the horn and ask him how we can get vaccinations into the arms of 150 million people.
Seriously, this is somebody that should not be arrested. This is like a catch me if you can kind of crook where you need to harness the intelligence there.
Come on.
Brown is accused of creating more than 40 returns ranging from $75 to over $87,000 for non-existent items. And putting refunds on several credit cards, according to the police.
P.S. Kroger needs to look at all of its different stores and find out if this is an easy thing to do or not.
Here's number 9.
I did 9 plays. If a cop's dirty, 9 times out of 10, his partner's dirty, too.
And I speak 9 languages.
I stay up till 9 o'clock.
Basically, everybody at table 9.
I feel ready to go another 9 in.
Niner. Did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Researchers at UCSD, the School of Engineering there, are working on a potential game changer, they say, in the fight against the COVID. They're looking about your mask, right? Maybe there's something they can do to the mask that would detect the virus. They say that they're looking at a new type of test that can be worn as a sticker on your mask. And the sticker includes a little dye and works, they say, just like an at-home pregnancy test.
Wait a
minute. So you pee on it?
Hold on a second. But the problem is other people can see it before you can.
Right. It's like the test that you told your kids about. When they were little.
The mommy dot?
Yeah, like if they lied, there'd be a red dot that started flashing on their forehead and you'd know that they were lying.
Yeah, they said that there would be a dye pack, and the sticker changes color. That means you might have been exposed to the virus. So if you walked around and you had the red dot on your mask, people would think that you were a leper.
You guys, it's not Anthony Weiner. Stop guessing not, Anthony Weiner.
To be clear, we interviewed Anthony Weiner in Philadelphia, which was the Democratic National Convention. This person first came to our show in Cleveland. We interviewed him twice, not at the same time, not in Cleveland both times. And your question was he kind of wacky?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. He was kind of wacky.
Hmm.
Number 8. Oh, it is enough. It would be great if you could
make a figure eight. A child is born every 8 seconds.
I'm listening to 8 different bosses drone on about mission statements. Hey.
It wasn't that Milo guy.
Anthony Weber? No.
Whatever happened
Milo
to that
Yiannopoulos?
Guy?
No, it was not Milo.
Well, it looks like penguins can get just as confused as adults.
Have you seen this video of these two groups of penguins crossing paths?
No.
It's a great video. Two groups of rock hopper penguins stop for a chat. They're going opposite directions, and there's a group of maybe a dozen or so in each group, and they stop. It looks like they're stopping to go, hey, what's up, dude? What's up, dog? Hey, man. And then they kind of converse, it looks like, and then go away. But one of the little rock hopper penguins went off at the wrong group and then pauses and realizes, oh my gosh, I don't know any of you dudes.
Maybe he identifies as a different type of penguin and he wanted to join the different group. Think about that.
No, I did not.
Number 7.
It's not Elliot Spitzer.
The seventh son of the seventh son.
One of the seven days.
Come on.
Government. Sector 7.
Guy 7.
7 a.m.
7 years of college down the drain.
7. 7. 7.
7 days.
Remember, I thought that when I wanted Anthony Weiner, when I saw him walk by, I said, get Elliot Spitzer.
Come on.
Other New York weirdo.
In Dania Beach, Florida, a colony of African vervet monkeys.
Mm. Hey, Morgan. Let's get a vervet monkey in here for next Friday.
A colony of African vervet monkeys has lived in Dania Beach near Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport for decades.
They're all very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I mean,
very nice.
I don't know how they would be mean.
They eat bananas and peanuts.
Here's the thing. Missy Williams has been able to create a sanctuary for the colony of 40 monkeys near the Park and Go. At the Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Apparently the monkeys are climbing in cars.
Hanging from a fence near the cars, there is a sign, please do not touch or hand feed the monkeys for your own safety. He says that they're getting into those cars. That if you leave your car window open, there's something in there. They will climb in and go for it. If it's food or chips or something shiny.
From the Mensa file comes number 6.
I got 6, you got 6, she got 6.
Number 6.
Dude, there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Why do you have a picture of me, a rabbi, and 6 drunken longshoremen?
Why don't we just stick her in a nursing home closer to us so I don't have to drive 6 hours?
Drink another 6-pack.
Number 6.
There's a guy by the name of Justin Humphrey. He is an elected representative for the great state of Oklahoma, and he wants to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. He says, I want to be really clear. We're not going to kill Bigfoot. We're just going to trap him. Oh, boy.
Come on.
We use science-driven research. We don't recognize Bigfoot in the state of Oklahoma, according to Micah Holmes of the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. Adds that the bill would require them to create a new season and license for something that doesn't exist. So.
Come on.
I'm going to figure this out in the break. I'm going to figure it out.
Massive
Our wings
clue.
Are done, by
Massive
the way.
Clue. Massive clue.
You got more wings.
More wings?
It's the last
yes.
batch.
Holy.
So you better savor them.
Last one. What?
2 words. My wife.
Come on.
Gary and Shannon will continue. More news nuggets when we continue. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We have a winner.
Well, we do have a winner. This was our mystery voice.
Come on.
Come on. Trying to figure out exactly where it came from. The clues that I gave were that we've interviewed this person twice. The first time we interviewed them was at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. You stumbled onto the next clue, which was that he's wacky. And I said the last clue, which was my wife.
Come on.
It's not Tom McClintock. It is not Roger Stone. It is not, who was that one? Not Alan Alda. Alan Alda? Dolores said the joke is overdone, hoping this is the last day of this.
Is that because we put Dolores on stage number one in Magic City?
Dolores, take the thumb out of your bum. No, Jim Nicholson. Jim Nicholson wins this. Jim Nicholson nailed this voice. This is a guy we've interviewed twice.
Come on.
First at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
I didn't
and
remember
then
him
in person.
Yeah, I don't remember him being as animated. I do remember your wife in studio salivating.
Yes, still with the T-shirt. She
wears was like, now how many mountains have you climbed?
Every Saturday.
Come on.
She wore her Gary Johnson shirt.
Here's number
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
Independent president, candidate.
Mm-hmm. Libertarian, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Number five.
For 5 minutes.
I have five rules.
We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Five little monkeys.
This is the year 5.5.
I'm leaning on cut five for Anaheim.
Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately.
When I say Loch Ness Monster, what do you conjure up in your mind?
Sea turtles.
No. But that's exactly what it is, apparently, according to a top scientist.
Is it? Is it really?
That's what Professor Henry Bauer says.
An undiscovered sea turtle trapped in the loch as the waters receded at the end of the last ice age.
There's a little baby sea turtle.
Is the suggestion that he's lived for that long? That I'm sorry, or she? Do we know? If the Loch Ness Monster is hundreds of years old since the last ice age?
One of Scotland's oldest myths.
1960, they filmed a hump that left a wake crossing the Loch Ness, and the elusive monster was seen 12 times last year.
Just a turtle, guys. Just a turtle.
Just a sea turtle.
Number four.
4 minutes!
He's probably on his fourth tranquilizer by now.
Come in to number four!
There goes the Fourth Amendment.
This isn't the same world you left 4 years ago, sir.
Speaking of turtles,
Jamie Lynn Spears claims that Teslas are killing her cats.
Well, who wouldn't? The 29-year-old, sister of Britney Spears, although it does list her as an actress and a singer, the sister of Britney Spears said in a since-deleted Instagram video that more than one of her cats has been the victim of Tesla's quiet operating system.
The cats should be smarter.
Teslas, like other electric cars, run quieter than vehicles with gas-powered engines.
Amy's cats wouldn't fall prey to a Tesla.
He totally would.
Oh,
seriously?
No, you know what? No, he wouldn't, because he's so scared.
Yeah.
But haven't you ever been like walking through a parking garage and been scared by a car because they come up behind you because they make no noise?
No. Usually the person who's driving either a Tesla or a Prius is hanging out the window yelling, "I'm driving a Tesla or a Prius."
Number three.
Come on.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
They were dead within 3 hours.
Three.
Security clearance level three.
All three of you.
Three.
I got all three of you guys, for the rest of your natural born lives.
After about 3 days, they both start to stink.
Three.
This might fall under the category of we're all dealing with this in different ways.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is with this.
South Carolina couple facing indecent exposure charges after filming themselves engaging in sex acts inside a glass gondola in the Myrtle Beach Skywheel.
Who cares? It's the people bang around in
Lori
the Skywheel.
And her husband, Eric.
They're married.
She exposed her breasts and performed a sex act
on
her spouse.
God has blessed their union.
Is that what...
That's what marriage means.
There's number two.
What's going on, you two?
Pick out two fingers. One, two.
There are two people in this house.
There's two sons and no women.
Two ringy dingy.
Well, there was a TV show across the pond where somebody was calling into the morning show with a question for an animal husbandry expert.
Jacob, take a note. You will be the animal husbandry expert, and we will take calls from people about their baby animals.
That sounds good.
Okay,
what animals?
Now just keep this in mind when we go through this story.
This call was from a woman who recounted to the doctor that was on the morning show that one of her two female rabbits kept mounting the other. She wanted to know if this rabbit was a lesbian.
Come on.
Is it?
I don't know. That's as far as I got in the story.
Jacob, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, here's number one. I'm in the middle.
You're a number one.
We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts.
I decided to look out for number one.
Are you the number one?
Row number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one, meaning a lone testicle.
By the way.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me to tell me that they bought a Tesla. Because I was making fun of people who yell, I am driving a Tesla.
It's so true, though. They had to text you that they bought one. Like, if he bought a Nissan, he wouldn't be texting you.
I bought a Sentra. No.
What's wrong with Sentras?
Nothing. You just don't brag about it. I didn't know you drove a Sentra.
Tesla owners are like Peloton owners. Ugh. Let me tell you about
it. When are we going to stop talking about
this? Never. Never, ever.
As soon as the pandemic is over.
Maybe.
True.
In South Carolina, Curtis McCoy got into an argument with his wife. This couple lives in Myrtle Beach. They were arguing when Curtis brought up how she brought up that he only has one testicle.
You shouldn't do that. You know, complain about something else.
She allegedly grabbed his finger and twisted it, causing pain. The spouse said, I only grabbed his finger and twisted it when he pointed it at me.
If there's only one testicle in play, just ignore it. It's just mean to bring that up. Not that it matters. Guys just need one, right? I don't know.
I don't know the exact answer to that either.
I thought you were a doctor.
Are you talking to Jacob or are you talking to me?
You. I thought you got your doctor's degree during quarantine.
I am a pilot. I am not a doctor.
Right.
Just to be clear. All right. Gary Johnson is our answer.
Come on.
The former governor of New Mexico, one-time
we should get him back
presidential
on.
Candidate for the Libertarian Party.
We should get him back on to see what he's up to.
He is so high right now.
I know. He was high when he was in
Come
studio.
Come on.
He was high when he was there.
John, do you want some chicken wings? They're really good. They're from a strip club. Oh, see you tomorrow.